Coming up next on Passion Struck. If you were to look in a mirror right now that didn't show your face but showed your true value, what would you see? For millions of our children, that mirror is a smartphone screen. And this week, we witnessed the distorting mirror of social media put on trial. As Mark Zuckerberg testified this week in a landmark Los Angeles Superior Court case, likened by many to the big tobacco reckoning for tech, we heard the sobering reality. Platforms sold to us as tools for connection are engineered to maximize engagement minutes, beauty filter usage, and endless scrolling. We are handing our kids scorecards disguised as mirrors. Today, just 4 days before You Matter Luma launches into the world, I'm sharing the antidote. It's time to stop letting algorithms define worth and start becoming the mirror that reflects the unshakable truth. Welcome to Passion Struck. I'm your host, John Miles. This is the show where we explore the art of human flourishing and what it truly means to live like it matters. Each week, I sit down with changemakers, creators, scientists, and everyday heroes to decode the human experience and uncover the tools that help us lead with meaning, heal what hurts, and pursue the fullest expression of who we're capable of becoming. Whether you're designing your future, developing as a leader, or seeking deeper alignment in your life, this show is your invitation to grow with purpose and act with intention. Because the secret to a life of deep purpose, connection, and impact is choosing to live like you matter. Hey friends, and welcome to episode 732 of Passion Struck. We're in the final countdown, exactly 4 days away from the February 24th launch of my first children's book, You Matter Luma. To prepare for this moment, we spent the last month in the You Matter series building the foundation for the launch with some of the most renowned experts on the planet. From psychologist Barry Schwartz on how to choose what matters wisely, to philosopher Rebecca Goldstein on the mattering instinct, leadership and performance expert Daniel Coyle on the art of flourishing, and this week we explored the science of relationships with preeminent experts Sonia Lubomirsky on happiness and Harry Ries on connection. And just yesterday with Paul Eastwick, we discussed how our relationships are shaped and bounded by evolution. In our first solo of the series, I took you back to the schoolyard, to me as the boy with the eye patch, walking alone, learning the silence that became the speech impediment of the soul. In the second solo, I handed you a time machine that I called the Luma effect, the early truth that plants intrinsic worth before the world writes its conditional script. Today, we complete the trilogy. We move from diagnosis to definition to daily practice. I'm introducing the mattering mirror, the intentional everyday act of reflecting back to yourself and to everyone you lead, love, and live beside the simple, unshakable truth that you matter simply because you exist. In this episode, we are decommissioning the outdated reports in our heads. We're moving from achievement armor to intrinsic authority. And we're preparing for our launch day masterclass with Gordon Flett, who will reveal why mattering is the hidden key to unlocking the global mental health crisis, especially the perfectionism epidemic driving so much of it. If this stirs something, if you're ready to plant intrinsic worth before the performance script takes root or reflect it to the child or inner child in your life, here's how we can make it real. Pre-order You Matter Luma today. This isn't just a children's book, it's a gentle time machine, a ritual starter, and the tangible tool for the mattering mirror we're building together. Every pre-order sends a signal. Mattering matters, and we're prioritizing it for the next generation and for adults still hearing their own schoolyards. Head to youmatterluma.com for links to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, bookshop.org, and more. Pre-orders unlock early access to companion resources, reflection guides, and the Pass the Ripple Challenge. This is how the ripple begins, with your choice today. Let's get this story into homes, classrooms, and hearts before launch. Thank you for choosing Passion Struck and choosing me to be your host and guide on your journey to designing a life that matters. Now, let that journey begin. Before we can practice the mattering mirror, we have to be honest about the mirrors we've been using. If you were to look into a mirror right now that didn't show your face, but showed your true self-worth, what would you see? For most of us, it's not a clear reflection. It's cracked, distorted, or no mirror at all. Instead, we see a scorecard, a running tally of wins, losses, productivity, likes, and filters applied. We've mastered polishing achievement armor, while the person beneath stays invisible. As Barry Schwartz and I explored a few weeks ago, our culture obsesses over choosing wisely, but it traps us in optimization, treating life like a spreadsheet to maximize rather than a story to live. In my life, that distortion began when I was 5 years old. In a schoolyard, as I walked in front of 30 eyes staring at me to go see my speech therapist, my brain filed the report. John, you only count if you can perform. For 30 years, I polished it. Appointment to the Naval Academy, combat deployments, Fortune 50 boardrooms, black tie stages. Every achievement was a shout into the silence. See me. I matter. But as Daniel Coyle reminded us, no amount of treasure hunting for tiles or wins satisfies the mattering instinct if the foundation is built on a performance script. You cannot achievement your way out of a foundation built on silence. And it's not just personal scripts. It's the world we've engineered. This week, Mark Zuckerberg testified in Los Angeles Superior Court in a landmark trial accusing Meta of designing addictive platforms that harm children's mental health. Lawyers pressed him on why Meta reinstated cosmetic surgery beauty filters, despite 18 experts warning that they fuel body image harm in teenage girls. His reasoning? He wanted to avoid being paternalistic and err on the side of free expression. When an algorithm serves a 9-year-old a filter implying her natural face needs surgical fixes to be beautiful, that isn't expression. It's a shattered mirror at scale. It's a system prioritizing engagement metrics over souls, designed to make our children feel invisible, handing them scorecards and calling them connection. And it isn't just big traumas that shatter the mirror. It's the daily accumulation of what Allison Wood Brooks from Harvard Business School calls micro-harms. Those tiny split-second decisions in conversation that either build someone up or hollow them out. In our episode 563 conversation, I highly recommend listening back. Allison showed how mattering, or its absence, unfolds in these micro moments. Glancing at a phone mid-conversation, skipping follow-ups, redirecting to yourself. These aren't mere distractions. They signal you don't fully register. Over time, they crack the mirror until invisibility feels normal, even at your own dinner table or in a crowded room. These are subtle, persistent signals that say, you don't fully register. You are a metric, not a soul. Over time, these micro-harms crack the mirror until people feel invisible even in their closest relationships. When a platform is designed to prioritize daily engagement goals over the well-being of the human behind the screen, it is a micro-harm at a global scale. I want you to pause right now and perform a diagnostic of your own life. These four questions will reveal which scorecards and which digital filters are still running in your performance folder. The first is the scorecard test. When you have a bad day or a project fails, do you feel like you are less valuable as a person, or simply that your output was lower that day? Second, the invisible child test. When you look at your children, your partner, or your team, do you catch yourself praising their grades, results, or deliverables far more often than you affirm their character, presence, or simple existence? That leads us to the third test, the hero mask. Do you feel like you have to stay relentlessly productive or appear perfect to keep your seat at the table, whether that's at work, in your family, or even with yourself? And finally, the hollow win test. Even after a big success, do you ever feel that quiet disorientation, the arrival fallacy, where you're still walking that wide open schoolyard alone, like I did, waiting for the real validation that never quite arrives. We've seen the data from the CDC and the World Health Organization. Almost half of high school students report persistent feelings of sadness or hopelessness. This isn't just a youth crisis. It's the visible symptom of the scorecards we've handed down. Scorecards that say worth must be earned, tracked, and proven. When we treat relationships through the lens of mattering, as Sonia Lubomirsky, Harry Rees, and Paul Eastwick showed us, connection only truly thrives when we stop tracking wins and start reflecting intrinsic worth. The first step to rewiring is decommissioning those outdated reports. Stop staring into the scorecard and become the mirror reflecting what's always been true. So the question now becomes, how do we actually do this? How do we move from staring into scorecards to becoming the mirror? A mirror doesn't generate light. It simply catches it, holds it, and reflects it back without distortion or judgment. To become a mattering mirror requires a shift from performance to presence. It's about replacing those micro-harms we just discussed with what Alison Brooks calls micro-kindnesses. These are the small, intentional choices that affirm you exist, you register, your inner world matters to me. To do this, she uses a framework called TALK, T-A-L-K. It's drawn from thousands of real conversations, speed dates, lab studies, and everyday interactions. And I want you to burn this into your mind as the operating system for your mattering mirror. T is for topics. What are we actually choosing to discuss? A is for asking. Are we asking questions that deepen the moment or deflect it? L is for levity, bringing warmth and humor to keep the connection alive. K is for kindness, using receptive, non-judgmental language. Now, if you want the black belt tool in this framework, it's responsiveness, specifically the follow-up question. Allison's research proves that people who ask more follow-up questions are liked more and trusted more because they signal a genuine curiosity. They prove the other person registers. Let's apply this physics to the three most critical domains of your life. The first we're going to tackle is work. In our office environments, we're trained to be scorekeepers. We are governed by KPIs, deliverables, and deadlines. But real leadership, it's matterment. The most high leverage tool here is the callback. In your next one-on-one, don't just nod and move on. Say something like this. I've been thinking about that point that you raised last Tuesday regarding the risk on this project. How is that sitting with you now? When you reference a detail from the past, you were proving I held on to you. Your words didn't vanish. That micro-kindness builds more psychological safety than any team-building exercise ever could. The second environment we're going to discuss is the bedroom. The morning mirror is often the most distorted. We wake up and immediately start scrolling through a scorecard of not enough. To heal that speech impediment of the soul, you have to practice disidentification. This is something neuroscientist Dr. David Vago and I talked about. You have to create distance from your thoughts. So I want you to stand in front of a real mirror. Look yourself in the eye and say, "The trade is over. I am done earning a seat at my own table. I matter simply because I'm here." When the inner critic pipes up and says, "You didn't do enough today," you note it. That's just a thought. It's not my truth. Then add a little levity. Something like, "Hey, inner kid, high five for surviving another one." And the third environment I want to talk about is the schoolyard. With You Matter Luma launching in just 4 days, the book is your ritual starter, but you are the living mirror. Remember, ages 4 to 8 are wet cement. When you're reading with a child, stay unhurried. Practice wordless presence. Once the story is over, use the follow-up tool. Ask them, "What made your spark feel steady today, even when things got tricky?" Then look them eye to eye and say, "I love seeing you win, but even if you never did another thing, you'd still be my greatest spark. I am so glad you exist." In a world of digital filters and engagement metrics, this is a rebellion. Every callback, every follow-up, and every I'm glad you exist is you repairing a crack in the mirror and starting the ripple. So far, we've audited the cracks. We've mastered the mechanics. Now comes the transformation, turning these tools into muscle memory so the mattering mirror becomes your default way of being. Now, I want to be clear. This isn't about perfection. That's the very thing we're trying to escape. This is about consistency. It's about small, repeated acts that compound into the Luma effect that I talked about last week. That quiet glow when someone feels truly seen and irreplaceable. When you reflect intrinsic worth back to others and to yourself, they start to reflect it outward. Families lighten, teams strengthen, the schoolyard silence finally fades. I'm giving you 3 daily drills to lock this in. I want you to commit to just one of these starting today. Track it in a simple note on your phone. Note the moment, what you did, and how the energy shifted. The first drill is the follow-up triple. The goal here is a responsiveness reset. We want to make follow-up questions your reflex. In at least 3 conversations today, whether it's with your child, a colleague, or even the barista, ask 2 genuine follow-up questions before you shift the topic or offer advice. For example, if your partner says work was exhausting, don't jump to your day. Ask what part drained you the most, and then how's your body feeling after carrying that? Why this works is because Allison Brooks' research shows follow-ups are the fastest way to build trust. They signal your inner world registers with me. The second drill is something I call the presence pocket. This is about turning walls into reflectors. We need to enforce non-negotiable presence. Choose 3 interactions today. For the first 10 minutes, your phone is face down or in another room. I want you to give the other person your undivided attention. So here's the practice. Combine this with a micro kindness. If you see your teenager is stressed, say, "I see today weighed heavy on you. I'm right here." This works because this is how we counter the algorithmic distractions we saw in the Zuckerberg trial. It rebuilds the mirror from the inside out. And the third drill I'm going to talk about is the Luma ripple. This is your nightly anchor. It's about planting intrinsic authority during the wet cement window for your kids and reinforcing it for your own inner child. If you have your copy of You Matter Luma, use it to start the ritual. If not, the spirit remains the same. First, give them wordless presence. No rushing to lights out. Second, ask the follow-up. What made your spark feel steady today, even when things got tricky? And finally, the affirmation. Look them in the eyes and say, "I love watching you grow. But even if you never did another thing, you'd still be my greatest spark. I'm so glad you exist exactly as you are." These drills aren't homework, they're medicine. They are the antidote to the perfectionism epidemic Gordon Flett and I are going to discuss on launch day. And if you want to amplify this, join the Pass the Ripple Challenge at youmatterluma.com. Share your mirror moments with me on social media using the hashtag MatteringMirror. So far, we've diagnosed the problem, we've learned the mechanics, and now we've started the practice. Coming up next is my final invitation to you as we carry this mirror forward into launch day. We've covered a lot of ground today. We've looked at the big tobacco moment for social media and how the tech giants have turned our value into an engagement metric. We've looked at the physics of conversation with Allison Wood Brooks and how one follow-up question can repair a cracked mirror. And we've laid out the drills to help you move from achievement armor to intrinsic authority. But as we close this You Matter trilogy, I want to leave you with one final thought. In 4 days, on February 24th, You Matter Luma officially launches. And while I'm proud of the book, what I'm really proud of is you. Because a book is just a piece of paper and ink until someone like you picks it up and decides to become a mattering mirror. The schoolyard silence I lived through as a 5-year-old boy, it ends with us. The optimization trap that makes us feel like we're never enough, it ends with us. We are the generation that is going to decommission the scorecards and start a different kind of ripple. This Tuesday for our official launch day episode, I'm bringing you the capstone conversation of this entire movement. I'll be sitting down with Gordon Flett. Gord is the preeminent global expert on mattering. He has spent his entire career proving that the perfectionism epidemic, that relentless, crushing drive to be flawless, is actually a cry for significance. He's going to show us why mattering is the preventative medicine that can solve the mental health crisis we see in headlines every day. You don't want to miss this one. Your final mission, as you head back into your world today, remember the drills. Ask the follow-up question. Use the callback in your next meeting. And tonight, when you look in the mirror or in the eyes of your child, speak the truth. You matter simply because you exist. Here is how you can support the movement right now. Pre-order You Matter Luma at youmatterluma.com. Let's show the world that we're prioritizing the human spirit over the algorithm. Start your ripple. Go to passtheripple.com. Do one micro kindness and mark it. Let's light up the map before launch day. And lastly, if you know someone who's struggling under the weight of a scorecard, send this episode to them. Be their mirror today. The trade is over. The silence is broken. You don't have to lead another mission to earn your seat at the table. You are already the commanding officer of your own significance. You've already arrived. I'm John Miles. This is Passion Struck. Now, go start the ripple.